This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Immigration attorneys and advocates say they're heartened by today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down President Trump's executive order eliminating birthright citizenship. Tim McDonald at the American Civil Liberties Union says thousands of Coloradans would have been affected had the decision gone the other way.
It would have disrupted, mothers, fathers, children, babies born here in Colorado and across the country.
The 6-3 decision holds that there is a constitutional right to U.S. citizenship if one is born on American soil. The Colorado Supreme Court has delivered a blow to Democratic redistricting efforts to draw more blue seats in the state. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The state's highest court says the Democratic proposed initiatives did not pass muster on a technicality requiring single subjects for initiatives. Backers hope to ask voters this fall to temporarily pause the state's independent redistricting commission to draw 7 blue seats, leaving only 1 red district in 2028. Colorado's current congressional delegation is evenly split, 4-4. Democrats in Colorado say the decision is deeply disappointing and gives the party one less tool to combat Trump and Republicans' mid-cycle redistricting. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Hot, dry, and windy weather is forecast for today, leading to critical fire danger in most of the state. And much of Colorado is under an air quality health advisory because of smoke from the several large wildfires burning in our state. The state health department recommends that people who are sensitive because of conditions like heart disease or a respiratory illness remain indoors. You can find the latest on the wildfires at cpr.org.